Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show. And today I'm going to be multi-dimensional, intergalactical, heavenly, floating, whatever you want to call it. There's so many things going on today, I don't know where to begin. It's funny, I was talking to people earlier today, and I mentioned we were going right into Orwell's 1984. And about 8 hours later, a buddy of mine comes by and he makes the same comment I made earlier with somebody else, talking about the transmissions being picked up by artificial intelligence. What do you think? We're being spied on. And then I made another reference about something else regarding to Soylent Green. Somebody sent me some stuff on Soylent Green. And again, the reference popped up out of nowhere about 8 hours later. And I kept thinking, you know, what's going on? I try to, in my own mind, picture certain things that are happening. We are now under a new lockdown in Ontario, if you don't know. I got to put this out there in a way where it doesn't sound like I'm a terrorist. But you know what? It would serve the premier of Ontario, the premier of Alberta, and the premier of BC. It would serve them well if their enterprises all of a sudden ignited. They lost the whole thing. These bastards have created so much overstressed everybody, and it's causing such a fatality. On everybody's existence over a flu. Over an effing flu. And then I kept thinking about, there was a Star Trek episode back at the first Star Trek where Kirk goes down on the planet and there's a war going on between the Yanks or whatever. China had invaded the United States, and apparently it was a parallel planet that had a similar theme, like what they were trying to avoid back in the 60s and 70s. And then I also heard something today. Somebody sent me something regarding to Nixon, how Nixon sold America down the tube way back in 1968. And he's over in China. They basically just handed over to the United States, and over a period of time, they're going to accumulate and assimilate America and China and Canada. And Harper gave Canada to China. Well, it started actually with Trudeau. Trudeau Sr. gave Canada to China. And now this one that we have, he's basically so far up their ass, he'll never have fresh air. Never. So this is what's going on today. And I kept thinking about that China is basically taking over. Someone just sent me something. Scientists find cure for pedophilia. Treatment works in 100% of clinical trials. And what he was showing, what they sent me was these bullets. I don't know them personally, but there is a group of pedophiles that are running countries all across the planet that actually need this treatment. That's my perspective anyway. The concept of China calling in on their debt to America and Canada is very feasible. All of a sudden, Mr. Biden is $1.9 trillion. I mean, he's just pissing out the door. And our little prime minister here, he's giving out all kinds of money as well. And again, who is paying for this? Who is really paying for this? What blood sacrifice has been exercised to bring up this kind of revenue to offer to those across the Pacific? So I'm thinking about that thing with Kirk, and I'm, again, predictive programming. And I'm thinking in what's going on in regarding the themes of today in regarding to All that's going on, you know, all that's going on right now and what's happening right now. Okay, we got another lockdown, okay, based on another frickin' model in regarding to the supposed increase in the fatalities. You know, it amazes me on this. I gotta say, the science on this is so arcane. Arcane in regarding to what we're seeing. In regarding to all that we're seeing today. And the numbers that they're fabricating. It's sad that so many people have fell into this quagmire and they'll never get out. And as a result of these models that are being portrayed as some kind of fact, there are no facts to these models. There's no comparison to the reality and whatever. How is it that South Dakota never had any increase in numbers? How is it that Sweden never had any increase in numbers? How come Florida doesn't have any increase in numbers? How come Texas doesn't have any increase in numbers? Yet in Ontario, Alberta, and British Columbia, all of a sudden we have this model. Who is pulling the strings in Canada? What puppets do we have operating these provinces? I'd like to see them all go. I really would. And I don't mean dead. I just want to see them gone. Just gone. But we're heading toward Orwell 1984. And every time they bring in these lockdowns, okay, now we're locking down the big stores. Now we're going to be shut down. We've got to be in the house and blah, you can't go anywhere. We're going to restrict traveling. We're going to do this. Every time they do this bullshit, we lose another right, another privilege, another access. Today, I get another thing from Alberta. The church that minister had told the priest to get out, the RCMP, now isn't this a bitch, the RCMP went and put a fence around the church. It's on the Twitter, and when the guy contacted the RCMP to make a complaint, because the RCMP had overstepped their boundaries and violated a certain charter number, I forget what number he called it, I couldn't download it because every time I tried to download the thing and Twitter download it, it wouldn't take it. I don't know why he blocked it. That's kind of ridiculous for him. Everyone could have got the information. But the theme here is this. All of a sudden, the law enforcement, there are police that are there to protect, and now the RCMP is violating the charter themselves. What the hell's wrong with this? So who is giving them the order? Is it China? Is it Beijing giving the RCMP the orders? Or is it by proxy? Asia is telling the parliament, the federal government, to do this, X, Y, Z. Because if you notice, this is the same bullshit, the same horseshit that China's doing with the Uyghurs in China. Violating the Muslims, trying to program the Muslims, trying to break them, trying to do this. Isn't this what they're doing here in Canada? In the U.S., are they trying to break people away from their faith? Trying to cause them to be shaken loose from it? You know, a church is a place of worship and assembly. And these lockdowns are completely illegal on every level. Totally illegal. And this is happening. You know, our democracies in Canada and the United States, and I'm going to say this straight out, the freedoms that we have had in North America is all tied. The linchpin is all tied to God. Always has been. When we follow God, some will call him the creator, some will call him the father, some will call him source. Whatever strokes your boat in the entitlement, some will call him Allah. You know, some will call him Jehovah. goes by many names. He's one God, but many names. Every privilege and right we have originates from faith in a living God. Always has. Churches and the capacity to have freedom to worship, all get it. There's the linchpin in everything else. It all goes from God downward or spread out. Now we're restricting people from accessing God in this way, which it really is not accessing God. It's basically having a form of assembly with other believers. Because when you're in assembly with other believers, it can reinforce your faith, reinforce your belief, reinforce your stand in what you believe in. And they're trying to weaken that foundation. This is what this is all about. It's total bullshit, all of it. And as long as there's a capitulence to this, this is going to continue. So the only other option that people are going to have up the way, those who believe, those who really believe, those who really have faith, those who really are conscious of God and God's ways or wanting to follow God's ways, are going to have to form a quiet assembly in each person's homes. And we're going to have to go back to the old days where there's going to be codes everyone can understand that if you're welcome into assembly if you have the access code, just like we're doing with the computer. This is where it's happening. This is where it's going to go on. You know, I can see up the way. I can see up the way. They're going to make people so desperate and so. I don't know what the term would be. Desperation. Depleted. Impoverished, diminished, there's so many different adjectives you can use here, that they will offer a reward for anybody who knows anybody that is a believer. I had a woman today contact me, Italian woman in Windsor. She was in tears. She wanted to go to Italy, visit her brother one more time. She figured this would be her last ride, her last hurrah. Now she can't go because she has to get a shot. She doesn't want to take the vaccine. I told her, vaccine is not a vaccine. It's an injectable. It's an operating system. I said, every time they've used this shit on people, on animals, on the test subjects, they all died. They all died. And it's sad. It's sad that this is what's going on, that the mankind has lined up to be part of a guinea pig experiment. Like I said, today, it's been one of those days where everything has gone on. You know, I went into the shopping today because I thought that we had one more day deadline before we had to go in, but I decided to go in tonight so I can avoid the rush. And so we're outside, and this woman says, oh, it was tonight that they were going to have the shutdown. I thought it was Friday, 12:01 a.m., is when it was going to end. But anyway, either way, I got my stuff. I'm ready. And this lockdown, just for an FYI, for most of you Canadians, just to let you know, if you're in Ontario, this is not going to be for 28 days. Okay? It ain't going to be for 28 days. They're going to extend it. You watch. You mark my words. Because in May, we got the Queen's birthday. Happy birthday to thee. You can quit taxing me. That kind of thing. So, you watch, they're going to extend it right until the end of May, right maybe to the 1st of July, because you got to remember, almost every month between now and October, we have a holiday. And they have been trying to slowly diminish us from accessing and enjoying these holidays. Because this is what China did to break their people. Now we're following the model. Welcome to China. Welcome to China. Have your rice. Have your bowl of rice and some chop and some vegetable. That will be all you need for today. Enjoy. Genetically modified rice with nano poison metal vegetables. Consume. You'll be happy. You'll have nothing and be happy. I love the way they put that. You'll be happy. You'll have nothing and be happy. Like I said, it's been one of those days. One of those days. And, you know, the unfortunate reality about it all is this is the real deal. Let me point out something. Okay, in Michigan, they gave 246 people in Michigan got vaccinated. Three died. This is only the 1%. 1% of what they're telling us. That doesn't sound like, right? 246, three died. Yeah, what's the big deal? Right? 243 got the injectable and they seem to be okay. This is the key word. Seem to be okay. What the heck does that mean today? Seem to be okay. You know, we're no longer in that narrative of common sense anymore. You know, it's just we're just not there. You know, we are in some other nightmare. You know, but that's what happened. The variants that they are talking about. Again, I'm going to try to hit this hard and home. I'm going to try to explain this like we did on the video. Now, okay, in the United States and Canada, we have four injectables that they're using to vaccinate people. That's actually the correct way of putting it. And when you go into a store now, depending on who got what, may have an interaction because they are all together. Imagine that. Now, I read somewhere today where somebody went to get a injectable, and they told me they couldn't give them that one, but they had to go get another one. I thought, well, isn't that interesting? This is sort of basically correlating what I've been saying. Young people are going to get this injectable. Older people are going to get this injectable. Seniors are going to get this injectable. And now 6-year-olds and under are going to get a new injectable. Because according to Fauci, another frickin' F-tard, so, you know, we are dealing with another actor, okay, who's out there propagating this fantasy boogeyman, and we are dealing with, again, a conundrum with this guy because he can't tell the truth either. He's flip-flop. Oh, the masks are no good. They're just window dressing. Oh, you need a mask. Oh, you need two masks. Oh, you need four masks. Oh, you just need as many masks as you put on your face. The suffocation program. Further depleting your brain of oxygen so you can't think. It's amazing. Just amazing. And this is what's happening today. And so as a result, we're seeing more and more of these variants, which are forming through the mutation process from all these other people leaking out different types of operating systems. And don't tell me for 1 minute that they don't know what they are doing. That would be the lie of the century. They know that if they mix these different variables in different people, that when they leak out, they're going to create strains or multiple strains of variants that's going to basically wipe people out. You're not going to have one variant. You're going to have several hundred types of variants. There's not going to be any injectable out there that's going to be usable on any of them. The injectables that they have given have released the plagues. Sounds like the biblical reference about plagues. Then afterwards comes starvation. Imagine that. We're shutting down the stores except for Costco and Walmart. Ooh, you can go shopping at Costco. Ooh, you can go shopping at Walmart. But they're going to isolate the aisles in Ontario and probably Alberta and BC. You won't be able to get non-essentials. We got to save those for the Asians. They're going to be moving in because we need to entertain them with something, right? They're going to replace everybody here because everybody here will be dead pretty much. You know, doesn't that sound like fun? Ooh, you know, if they're not essential, don't sell them. These stores are going to go bust. Superstore, Metro, Sobeys, No Frills, Food Basics, they're going to go bust. And then you're going to be forced to buy shit from Costco and Walmart. And if you and the prices of food is going to go through the frickin' roof. Because you're only going to have limited access and there's only going to be so much available at the time. So if you get into a store and they don't let you in, or you go in because by appointment, eventually you will run out and start to starve. That would be the third plague. After that, there'll be a war, a big one. That's going to clean up all the leftover people that they missed in the first three rounds. That's what, I mean, when you look at it, that's the sequence that the Bible's even talking about. That's the prophecies about it. First you're going to have this, then you're going to have this, then you're going to have this, then you're going to have this. And when you actually analyze it, this is what happens. First you engage a situation, then you propagate it, make it into a plague, then you, again, starve people because they're now putting bots, I'm not kidding you, they're now putting robots in the food. So that the robots in the food can talk to people. We've called them smart dust before because now they're taking this to a whole new level. Whole new level. So you're going to be eating robots. Ooh, have a robot. Hmm. I'm going to have a chocolate-covered robot. Ooh, I'm going to have a white vanilla robot. Hmm, yum, yum. Put a machine in me. Yes. Download. So we're going to have no food. If you don't have enough to sustain you, then what you're going to wind up having is you're going to be depleted. And once you become depleted, then you're going to be more susceptible to the multiple variants that are running around out there that they released, which they caused. And this is what happens when we follow F-tards. The F-tards will be the end of mankind. It will also be the end of humanity. The subspecies of man will also die with the species of mankind. Imagine that. These variants that will be formed, again, are going to be in the, not just one or two strains. This is going to be wicked. Wicked like we've never seen. Have a bunch of handkerchiefs around because a lot of you are going to be crying your eyes out with what you see. And don't blame God on this. God has nothing to do with this. Nothing. This is all on us. This is all on us, really. If we follow the narrative that they're propagating, we follow Bill Gates, he's a false prophet, and we follow Fauci, who's another false prophet, and we follow any of these health ministers in Canada, which are nothing but false prophets, all of them are false prophets, and they're propagating bullshit, and they're propagating fake and deceptions and manipulations. If you follow them, then you're going to go down the road that they're going to lead you on, and that road will lead to death, permanent death. They're going to, they've been poisoning us forever. They've been poisoning us forever. Chemtrails in the sky, genetics in the food supply, nanoparticulates embedded into the DNA, AI operating systems in these nanoparticles. We're injecting them. We're being exposed to them. We are being rained down on us by the skies. This is real. This is what's been happening. And as a result of this, it has weakened everybody's resolve. We got all these lithium in our brains. We got fluoride in our brains. We got strontium in our brains. We got titanium in our brains. We got aluminum in our brains. We got all kinds of shit in our brains that shouldn't be there. Because we put our faith in the effing government. And I said this, I was doing a video a couple days ago with a friend of mine here at the shop. Her name's Catherine. And when we did the video, I mentioned this. I mentioned about all the different things that are going on. And what we've been exposed to. Anyway, we gave some solutions there. So if you haven't been to the site, let's see if I get it for you real quick. It's around here somewhere. Yeah. It's on a YouTube channel. Catherine Anna is what is the entitlement. Go look up how to protect your DNA from injectables. We did a video on it. Okay? That will help a lot of you. Some of you won't listen anyway, so if you're not going to listen, you're not going to pay any attention, you're not going to do anything, then you know what? Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. You know, it's not worth it for you to waste your time. Because this will help some of you. This will help a lot of you. You pay attention. You understand the nature of the variants. Now, the variants are all going to be a composition of multiple strains that are going to be coming out as a result of the mixing. I mean, think about this for a minute. You walk into a grocery store, pick up a can of soup. Somebody else may have picked up that can of soup and put it down. Oh, ho, ho. We were at the store tonight, and it was in the parking lot, and this woman, we started talking, and I said, and I was mentioning how much bullshit this was. She was an elderly woman. She asked me if I had gotten my shot. I said, no, I'm not going to get the shot. Why would I get the shot? I said, it's not even a vaccine. It's an injectable. And I said, everybody they've injected, every animal that they've done the studies on, they all died from it. Why would I take this? You know, she freaked out when I said that. Elderly woman. She was actually my senior. So when I shared that with her, she freaked. She's wearing her mask like a good little, you know, like a good little robot, like a good little, you know, slave. Just following orders. Following orders. Man, oh man, oh man. Man, oh man, oh man. I feel bad. I got to tell you, I do feel bad sometimes. Because I look at, in my mind, I'm thinking, this is such a horrendous thing. I'm always talking to God. God, I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. I don't know what I can do to make a difference. And with people, those who are awake, you're awake and you know what I'm saying and you get it. But those who are so entrenched in this operating system that's running, I'm at a loss. I just do what I'm doing and hope somebody will share what I'm sharing with everybody else, and hopefully it'll be enough to trigger at least a curiosity. That's my hope anyway. This lady freaked, like I said, you know, she was, especially when I mentioned how our premier has a company making multiple millions of dollars with his company. It'll still be running. It'll be operational. But yet everybody else is going to be forced to shut down and capitulate to this new bullshit. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine that. I find that the hypocrisy on this is unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. And it's to be expected, though. I mean, you got to understand, I think, and this is my perspective on it, that these are nothing but children of Belial, children of Baal, children of Moloch. That's how I interpret what I see. I'm going by a scriptural reference in regarding to what I'm seeing. I'm seeing how the same patterns that the Bible talks about in the last days is actually going on right now. I've been encouraging everybody to read the Gospels, read the New Testament. Stick with that for now, because this is the script we're seeing is here in this section of the Bible. Okay, there are other scripts back in the Old Testament that again are written and would indicate a correlation to what New Testament is saying, but that script is for the Hebrews in Israel, so that they would pay attention to what's going on in Israel. And I'm not saying that that's completely not interchangeable. Some things are global on both ends. And I'm sure other faiths or beliefs also have scriptural references from their books indicating the times we're in as well. I don't think God just gave it, isolated the information. I think because if you read John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he didn't condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. So that the world might be saved through him, through Christ. I think he would have left hints in every faith to take a look at what's going on and maybe corroborate and correlate to see how it all connects to Christ. That's my thinking anyway. Because all these prophecies that we're talking about is all indicative of Christ's return, Jesus' return. Like I said, Muslims believe Jesus is coming back. You know, Christians believe that Jesus is coming back. Even when you talk to some other faiths, it's surprising how many actually know that and believe that Jesus is coming back. It's really surprising sometimes. So, anyway. And some people believe in this rapture thing, and that's fine. That's what you really believe. I personally don't believe it. I think that if they hung Christ on the cross, they'll hang you as well. That's my thinking. But I believe that he will allow us to go through it, get through it. He's always provided a way of escape. So I think it's important that we maintain the faith. Now, if the rapture does come, hey, I'll be more than glad to say, yes, I'm glad, thank God it's here, we're gone. But like I said, historically, I've never seen that to be the case. So what I've seen, that people of faith had to endure whatever they had to endure, had to be purged and refined, and the dross was removed from the gold or removed from the silver. That's what I've always seen. But anyway, I could be wrong in that too. I'm not a biblical scholar. I will say this. I'm just going by what I read and how I see things in correlation to what in my own personal life and what's going on today. That's why I tell everybody, you read it for yourself. Don't let anybody bullshit you with whatever their ideas are. They have opinions and they have expressions based on what they think and the way they interpret and how they interpret. So, in the end, it all comes out in the wash, one way or another. We have to realize in all that's going on, the pattern that they're following is almost the same pattern in biblically when you look at the four horsemen. So when you read and see how they respond, when they start, when one comes, when the other one comes, when the other one comes, it's the same thing. Same thing. You know, poison, pestilence, hunger, war. You know, that, and you will see it. We will see it. I mean, this is what I'm already seeing the second phase of this, the plague. You know, they got to kill a lot more people. According to, you know, Silly Billy, we're going to be at 9 billion in a couple of years unless we do something about it now. As long as people have a desire to have children, as long as people believe that children are a gift from God, then that's never going to stop, ever. I don't give a shit what Silly Billy does. I don't give a shit what Fauci does. I don't give a shit what anybody does. And I believe that's what will lead to war once they realize that they've done everything to curtail this situation and nothing's changing. And I think the numbers that are going up are not the numbers of the COVID boogeyman. I think the numbers are going up are people are having more babies. Seems to me that might be the case. I could be wrong in that. Maybe someone might want to take a look at the statistics of how many children have been born since this has started. Have the numbers actually increased over the year before and the year before that? Or are they average or about the same? If the numbers haven't diminished, then this should be alarming the globalists. Oh my gosh, the numbers haven't gone down. What are we going to do? War. And the banks are a joke too. The banks are behind just about everything that we're seeing going on today. They have been for the last couple hundred years. And it's to their interest that nobody fully realizes their involvement in all that's going on. And what the banks have done primarily is they have allowed countries to have a agitated relationship with each other, keeps everybody just imbalanced enough so that nobody can figure out what's going on. Oh, it seems to always been the case. And when you look at countries that have been subjugated by the security, the UN security panel, United States, France, United Kingdom, China and Russia, and now probably India. You know, it makes you wonder, why are we having these wars? What is the purpose of having these wars? Why are we in a war in the first place? Because a war is required to get countries on board under the global central banking institution. That's why. It's the only reason. Muslims are not trying to cause the world to be dominated, like they said. Yeah, there's always some crazy people on the planet. There's crazy Christians. There's crazy people in Judaism. There's crazy people in Hinduism. There's crazy people in Buddhism. And there are crazy Muslims as well, for sure. Some of them get on a power trip. That is always the case. But you talk to the general population, guess what? Just about everybody does the same thing. They put on their pants one leg at a time. They go to work. They come home. They make families. And they enjoy their families. That's all that anybody really wants. So when you're seeing these wars going on in the Middle East especially, you know why the Middle East is never going to have peace? You know why? Because they don't believe in lending money at interest. And the central banks will not have it. Because they need to force interest on the people of the Middle East, so they too can be entrapped. People in the Middle East have this idea that America is the saving country. They don't realize that America propagates and enforces the domination and takeover of countries, so that the central bank can establish those banks in those countries that they dominated. I never could figure out why every country that the United States has ever conquered or taken over, why the British, why the monarchies or other countries took over and governed these people or gave them governance. No, well, why wouldn't America do this? You know, America did the work. They went in there and they conquered. Because they were doing the work of the UN to establish this central bank in those countries. Why do you think they're in South America? Why do you think they're in Central America? Why do you think, and it's just not the United States. We've got Russia there, China, the whole France and UK, everybody else. Because a lot of those countries do not have a centralized banking system. And if they do have a centralized banking system, you can bet your ass that when you go down to those countries, the people are impoverished. They're poor. They're starving. They're living in substandard conditions. Go look at the natives in North America. Go take a look at the natives in North America. Go look at the ghettos in America. Imagine that. Canada and the United States, the two most prosperous countries in the world, supposedly, having this kind of ambiance or this kind of environment in those countries. Natives in this country don't have running water. Some places, some reserves don't have running water. Can you imagine that? They're drinking shit out of the ground. No filtration system, nothing. Yet, they can warp speed them to give them a vaccine or an injectable with a component in the injectable that can cause genetic damage on a permanent level with these people. And the natives have always been a target, always, to reduce their population. At one point in time, there were 60 million natives in all of North America. Now, the last stat I saw was around 2 million and declining. Imagine that. We're seeing a species of people going by through extinction. Imagine that. See, and this is why we're having these lunatic wars, because of the centralized banks. And this is why Europe was destroyed. Europe had no central banking system until after the Second World War. Hitler did all the dirty work. He went in and wiped out everybody. Now, after they took him out, they established a centralized banking system in Europe, which the United States had been sustaining for the longest time. Why is it in America, now think about this for 1 minute, why is it in America and in Canada, with all the resources that both these countries have, with all the money that they have made, why is it that the infrastructure of both countries is coming apart? Why is it that these countries have never given people a real opportunity to, again, advance themselves and to evolve out of the conditions they're in. Imagine that, none of them. Why is it that all the money that's supposedly allocated for programs in both Canada and the United States, why is it when they allocate these monies, for instance, there was a thing that put out $500 million for people in countries that had issues with the so-called pandemic, and that they would have this money on hand to help these people. How is it these people never saw a dime of that money? Where did that money actually go? Did it even exist? Was it even available? Same thing in the United States. The highway networks alone and the money that they make a year. How is it that America still has a ghetto? Run down, worn out neighborhoods, worn out plumbing, worn out sewage systems, worn out filtration systems, everything just worn out. How is it that a country that has established itself as a superpower and has had financial prosperity has never, people in these areas have never seen the money? Did they even have the money? Or are they spending money on covert projects like what we're seeing today to facilitate everybody in operations of getting people completely enslaved or entrenched into whatever paradigm they want you to be in? The Asian people are rebelling, believe it or not. You have no idea. People think that Asians are just brainwashed drones and they're easier to brainwash. The Asian people right now are rejecting to join the PLA army in China. They have a lot of riffraff going on. So this is what's happening there, because they have to use their military to contain their people. They're using the governments of Canada and the United States to contain the people here and to convert them into this system that they want everybody to walk into. One day we're going to wake up in Canada. One day, I can speak on behalf of Canada because I'm Canadian. One day we're going to wake up and we're not going to see the maple leaf flying over this country. One day we're going to see the Chinese flag flying over this country. That's what we're going to see. Our way of life, the way we think, the way we function, the way we conceive things, those will be gone, completely eradicated, erased, dissolved, removed. What will be in its place is the same thing that the Uyghurs are dealing with in China. And there's another group there that they were organ harvesting. I forget the name of that other group. But this is what's going to happen. If you've been deemed as obsolete, useless, have no value, if you've been categorized as a goyim, because that's what that is, that's the category of goyim, then they have every right to take your life and harvest your organs and sell them to the highest bidder. That's exactly what becomes of all this. We are now no longer living in an ethical, moral, lack of a better word, spiritual environment. Those days are going, and they're disappearing. We're living in an AI totalitarian system that's coming into play, because the system that we have has now outlived its usefulness by the bankers, so now they're bringing in a whole new wave of ideologies and systems so they can now further exercise control over the general population. This is what they're trying to do. This is what they're trying to do. You know how they say, well, you'll have nothing and you'll be happy. How the F are you going to know what makes me happy? I know what, you know what would really make me happy? I'll tell you what would really make me happy. What would really make me happy is to see all these politicians lose everything. That's what would really make me happy. What would really make me happy is that we see the politicians lose everything and the people get everything back that these bastards stole from them. That would make me happy. Tell you what else would make me happy, that we would get rid of the federal government, the parliament that we have today, and remove every parliamentarian, form several different parties, and not have anyone associated with any lobbying group in this country or anywhere else. That would make me happy. What would make me happy is that the righteousness of this country would come back. That would make me happy. What also would make me happy is if I saw people able to go back to church if they wanted to go to church, if they had to exercise their right of assembly and to be without a fucking mask or some hand condoms or some what do you call that, a hand sanitizer. That would make me happy. What would make me happy is we have our businesses being able to, again, reopen and do whatever. That would make me happy. But I also look at that in another way, too. I think, and this is just my speculation on this, I also think that some of this that's happening is to further us in our evolution so that we could become closer and closer to the Almighty. That's my thinking on a lot of this. Sometimes I think all the shit that's going on, anybody that's bought into the Kool-Aid here ain't going to make it. They'll be stuck in this, they'll be forever stuck in this matrix, fractal, spinning, spiraling in a downward mode. You know, I think the harvest is ready, and when it's that time comes, that majority of us, I think, will have evolved closer to God, closer to the living God. I ain't using just the word God, the living God. There's only one living God. That's it. The rest are all whatever, statues, idols, demons. These so-called aliens are nothing but demons pretending to be some kind of a highly advanced whatever. If they're so highly advanced, why are they down here dealing with a lower species? Unless perhaps they were trying to entrap and enslave them forever in a dimensional level that they could never get out of. That's the only reason, perpetuating slavery. And those of us who will not capitulate to being enslaved will be removed. This is the way it is. But you know what? That ain't such a bad idea, really. You know, if they kill us, where do we go? We go home. We're not sticking around. Some people have a different take on what happens afterwards. But you know, if you're believing the biblical principles or the biblical facts that the Bible says, we go home. We just go home. That ain't so bad. Considering what's here now, who the hell would want to stay in this shithole? This is a shithole. You know, and if that really offends you, that, you know, you think there's something glamorous about this planet on any level, this planet will never see the things of this planet that we were meant to see and enjoy. And what little taste we did get, those in charge, the globalists that are running the show, the globalists that are taking away your prosperity, the globalists are taking away your health, the globalists are inducing into you a fear, the globalists are trying to eliminate the general population, reducing the numbers on a drastic level. If you believe that this is something here worth sticking around for, just remember one thing: when you die, you move forward, you don't come back. You're moving forward wherever that takes you. So, like I said, until we see a resurgence of righteousness back in the land, until we see a resurgence of a true spirit, a godly spirit, come back to the land, until we see God being relocated back to where he's supposed to have been, in the center of everything, till we see that, we will be in a perpetual spiral. And that's how I interpret what I see anyway. Everything I've ever read, everything I've ever seen, all the prophecies I've looked at, they all indicate the same thing, and we're going down the same way. They've even sung songs about all this shit, you know, about how the war machine keeps turning. You know, in the fields, the bodies burning. The war machine keeping turning. Now, just to give you a correlation here on that, just that part of the theme alone. How many times have we been locked down? And what bullshit did they tell us about being locked down? The numbers are up. The numbers are up. Oh, ah, he, ooh. They've been gradually turning the engine of war on. And each time they turn it on a little bit longer, and they give you a shorter break period to adjust. Eventually, before you know it, you're inducted to the Hall of Bullshit, and you will be inducted in this system. And this system has absolutely no future here whatsoever. But that's what they're doing. It's a slow induction or a slow assimilation. And each time they do these things, you know, each time, the duration of the gap between the last lockdown and the new one, because the monitor told them whatever. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. And even a politician who's only got one brain cell that's really functioning, can determine that none of the things that we have been told to do has worked. But this is also about pressuring people and getting the injectable program. Oh, if you get the injectable, you can come back out and play. You can go shopping again. You can go to the movie house. You can go here. You can go here, there. Let me point something out to everybody, so you put things in a proper perspective. What is your life worth? Is it worth going to a movie house and dying? Is it worth going across the border and dying to go shopping? Is it worth it for you to go to a baseball game and then die shortly thereafter? Is this option that they're availing to everybody? It's not the only option. It's not the only option. This is the thing. We have other options. The other options is to do what the Dakotas have done, what Texas have done, what Florida has done, what Switzerland has done. Open it up. The numbers of deaths in those states and countries have never gone down. They have pretty well stayed the same. So like I said, you know, don't allow yourself the luxury to listen to the mainstream. Mainstream media is the junk news. It's the bullshit channels. And this has done nothing but further escalate what's going on based on something that doesn't exist. Talk about getting people to run wild with their imagination, to believe in a boogeyman that doesn't exist. Corona does exist, influenza A doesn't exist, influenza B does exist, but this shit that they're propagating, there's nothing there. The only way you can get COVID, is if you either got swabbed or you got injected with an operating system. Only way this could happen. Like I said, they have hooped us with bullshit. And as a result of this hooping, you know, we are in a situation where this is just going to further accelerate, and it's going to further go into a state of further detriment. We're spiraling uncontrollably in a matrix, in a spiraling pattern, in a downward fashion. We're becoming more and more and more, you know, disengaged from who and what we are, and integrating a new operating system. You know, Bill Gates did his part. Elon Musk is doing his part by facilitating a chip, an implant, that can now be inserted into your brain so that now you can be one with the machine. And once you're one with the machine, now you'll have the super duper pooper trooper powers of the machine. There's a problem with a machine and having power. Just remember one thing about a machine. Any EMP will take them out. Including AI. Imagine that. And that's the one thing they don't want you to know, and that's the one thing they don't want you to be aware of, that you have options. You do have options. Okay, they did a little research and studying about the graphene and the mask. Now people are finding asbestos in graphene. Well, this is what happens. The graphene now, they have done tests with graphene. And they can now monitor graphene on any bandwidth or frequency that's out there, high, low, in between. They don't even have to see it. They can just use a device, and they can detect the components that you have inside of you. And when you think about that, and you're thinking about all this wonderful graphene, where did they put that graphene again? In the mask, right? So what happens? Now the face is tagged. This is why you're getting these outbreaks with all this shit. They just put nano into you. Nano, nano, nano. You're breathing in these fullerenes. People have discovered just by heating the mask, you can get the fullerenes to, again, expand, because you're giving them a form of energy that they can use, heat. So when we're looking at what's going on today in terms of graphene, this is another way of targeting you. This is another way, if you do decide to run away, they can now monitor the graphene. And if they decide to come looking for you, they'll know where to find you. Smart dust, smart chips, that's what this is. So because of the way the construct of graphene is set up, it can reflect wherever it's at in the system. It can be reflected, or it can be monitored and picked up by a device that can read it. Imagine that. Imagine that. So, okay, chest pains with the heart. Doctors are warning about chest pains. Imagine that. I wonder when you heard that before. Who told you? Who told you? You know, let me see here. Okay, more evidence that the elderly are about to be extinct. Horrific latent deaths predicted among the elderly by genetic professor after immunization with RNA vaccines. Once these injectables connect and interface with your DNA, then you're older, your chances of survival are slim to none. It would take an act of God. Seriously, take an act of God. So, we covered that. There's a letter in here as well. So again, I will encourage you all to take a look. And what I'll do is I'll also put a link here again from Catherine's site, so that you can go to the show, How to Protect Your DNA from Injectables. I think this would be very good for all of you to understand this. It would be good for all of you to recognize that these injectables are not vaccines. They are basically weapons of mass destruction. These are the same weapons they were talking about in that song. And just remember the theme. In the fields, the bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. These lockdowns are the war machine being perpetuating this situation. Remember, if any of you still remember, this was supposed to last for 2 weeks. These bastards have been lying, lying, lying. And you know what? It ain't going to change anytime soon. They will lie to their teeth until they got you burning in the gates of hell. That's exactly what they want. They want the ultimate sacrifice. The ultimate official sacrifice to Baal or Moloch, throwing a child into the fire. But the child now will be you. And this perpetuating and this constant perpetuating of the lockdowns, and the numbers are up and the numbers are down, the war machine keeps turning. This is never going to stop until everyone decides that we have had enough of this shit. Everybody needs to leave their homes, get on the 401, and go straight to Queens Park and surround it. And then send forward a message. Come on down. You're the next contestant on Let's Make a Deal. This is the deal. You reopen everything or you shut down as well. Your manufacturing facilities all shut down. In fact, you need to put your house up for sale and use that as collateral for all the damage you're going to be sued for. So this is how, if everybody did this, this would be done in a day. Done in a day. But here we are. All right, as I keep saying, read the Gospels. I hinted about that earlier in the show. But read the Gospels, get to know the Gospels, get to understand Jesus as much as you can. You know, constantly, you know, there's a born-again message, there's that, you know, the salvation message of the John 3:16, John 3:17, which I mentioned, you know, how God didn't come to condemn you, but that you might be saved through him. And that he did not condemn the world, but that the world might be saved, you know, through him. So, I mean, really, it's a win-win for anybody who reads. And again, if you accept it's your call, this is your personal calling. If you don't accept, again, the same thing. This is your personal choice. But at the least, read the scripture. Read it. Let it flow through you. You might be surprised. Alrighty. I always say that we got people on the show in the links there. Check them out. Check everybody out that's doing something, helping you out, doing whatever. You know, here's Catherine doing an interview with me, and we're talking about DNA and how to protect you from DNA and from the injectables. You know, these are people that are trying their best to get everybody to be awakened and to take a look what's going on. You know, you got Fiona, she's put out a new page. It's also on the site tonight. So if you go and look at Fiona for Health, she has a brand new thing going on. So check it out. We got in there as well as Deanna Spingala. You got Three Hearts Church. You got Yanni. You got Shy. You got Ty. You got Brian. You got myself. Again, help anybody out you can. Financially, if you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. Share the information. Share it. I want to mention also there was a restaurant in Leamington that was rebelling against the shutdown laws, and so they had 500 people show up in support of this restaurant and its right to operate. Imagine that, 500 people. Hopefully it'll stay sustained and keep going. So this is what we need to do. Any place local, if you hear about any place local, if you have the availability and the time to go and offer your support. That's, you make friends, get acquainted. You'd be surprised at, you know, when it, if might have, something may happen to you, and then you'll have whatever come your way. All right. I guess we're pretty well done here. I always say we are still here by the grace of God. Don't ever forget that. As a matter of fact, I always tell everybody this specific thing. If God ain't the center of the equation, you ain't got nothing. That's the end, and that's how that rolls. All right. To the next show. To your health. You take care.